Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, happy Thursday, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so very much for joining us on this Thursday edition of the Dad Up Radio Show. I have in the house with me my usual co-host and friend. And by the way, we gave a challenge to our other guys, you know. We gave a challenge. Come up with a good joke and join us anytime.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on, but good morning, Dad Up Nation. As usual, this is the best day ever.
The best day ever. Listen, we are so delighted to have you sharing with us this morning. We have a special guest on the line this morning, and I want to say a little bit before I introduce him, because probably you have seen his name, or at least his company, driving all over town over the past few months and, I know, years. So, let's go back a little bit. We started on Friday, August 1st, 2025. We started this radio show, which, as far as I know, and as far as I'm concerned, is one of a kind in the sense that there is no other father-focused, father-friendly program that airs on any radio show Monday to Friday, 8:30 in the morning, and then gets repeated 8:30 p.m. Monday to Friday.
Amen. I guess we're a unicorn, huh? One of a kind.
Hey, don't give the joke so quickly, man. So, one, we're grateful to God for that. Two, we're grateful to the station. As a matter of fact, our station manager is our producer this morning. I mean, Amen. He wears double hats. Dad, Amen. Father,
man
granddad.
Man of many talents.
Oh, he's also a pastor, too.
All right.
So, we are grateful for those two things. Here is another thing that we are very grateful for. We are grateful for the companies, the businesses, and the individuals who helped to sponsor this show. And I have on the line Mickey Nolan, who is a friend of mine and a partner of this agency. Let me tell you a little bit before I introduce you to him. I went to him before we started this program. As a matter of fact, even before we started this data program, Charles, he has always supported fatherhood programs that I've been involved in. He and his company are passionate about being involved in the community. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to him, have you ever gone to somebody who has been so generous to you that you almost go sheepishly because you think, can I ask him for more?
Yeah,
well, all
true.
Right. That's how that's I true. Felt when I went to him to talk about this show. And he agreed to sponsor us for at least the first 3 months. Mm. So almost more than half, three quarters of what it cost to be on this show, the Nozzle Nolan Pest Control and Lawn Care Company, owner and CEO and president and everything else is on the line.
Another Nolan, man of many talents.
I know, man. agreed to give us our push start for the first 3 months, which comes up the end of this month.
All right.
Now, I say all of this because for the past 2 weeks, this wonderful station did something that they do twice per year. They preempt every program, including ours. So we weren't on live for 2 weeks because they needed to speak to their listening audience, part of which is ours, to say, we need your financial support. And I think God worked miracles for them. I don't know how he has nails left because I'd be biting my nails. But they have been going for 25 years. 35 years.
35.
And it never seems to get any easier. It gets more exciting, and God has always brought them through. So I feel hopeful. So even though Mickey's support is officially sort of end this month, I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful to the other individuals and companies that made up the shortfall each month. But I want to take the time to welcome my friend and brother on the line. Mickey, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Listen, welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. You are a trailblazer, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for the support that you have given to the Father-Child Connection before the radio program, and thank you for your investment in this show, this venture that we have taken on. I want to let you know, my brother, that even if we do not continue on the air after October, and I hope we do, something wonderful has come out of this. I can tell you that there are at least three schools, one in Delray Beach, one in Rivera Beach, and one in Fort Pierce, that we will be starting, and one of them already started, Operation Daducation, which is a program that empowers fathers and father figures to read to and or with their kids. And it's as a result of them hearing this program and individuals in their community deciding, hey, I want to be part of this. So listen, brother, thank you. What you have done to support this station, this program, will live beyond you. And I want to say thank you for that.
Thank you for the kind words. My pleasure.
My co-host and I here every day, we get this chance to talk to and talk with dads. I know you. They don't yet, apart from your name being all over the place with your vans. How did you get into... We had some, I was going to say strange Charles, but we had some interesting guests. We had a guy he's in the funeral business. He works with dead people. So you are in the bug business, man. I mean, how on earth did you get into that? And I know your dad had a lot to do with that. Tell us more. How did you get into the bug business?
My grandfather started down in Miami back in the 30s, and then my dad started his own business, starting in West Palm Beach in 1951. And he was my best friend and my mentor, so I was all in. So I grew up killing bugs, cleaning the office, cleaning toilets, doing whatever I needed to do to make my dad happy, because I was he was such a good mentor for me.
Amen. Listen, man, when I hear your story, and I've sat in your offices so many times, you live what you have been taught. You live it out, both with your mouth and with your finances. Now, you can clearly attest to the value of having a positive male role figure, and in this case, your dad and your granddad in your life. You can attest to that.
Yeah, I would have worked for him for free just because I learned so much from him. I just absorbed so much knowledge.
And you don't just kill bugs. You have studied. I mean, I find it fascinating, Charles, that young people nowadays, they have so much available to them. They can go study bugs and make good money.
Well, I used to tell my youngest son, whatever you got involved with, know the history of it.
Yeah.
Study it so you can be better at it. And with so much information readily available, there's no reason not to. You know.
Tell me, you don't just kill bugs. You preserve the environment. Your company doesn't just use anything. What is it that you do? You own the company. What is it that you do that you could say is unique? But even if it's not unique, it is standard, good operating, best practice. How do you kill bugs, but at the same time preserve the environment so the one Earth we have to live on stays longer than we'd stay around?
Yeah. We are actually probably the greenest company out there. We have three green programs that started back in the 80s when green was just a color. We had the all-natural treatment program, using things like diatomaceous earth and boric acid. And later on, we came with another program where we use no pesticides except absolutely necessary. We do more monitoring with blue boards and a lot more inspection, stuff like that. So like I said, we have three different green programs. But more important to me in killing bugs is the culture of the company. I spend more time on that. I always say running a business is easy except for the people part.
Oh, wow.
So your company, tell us a little bit. I know you are in Riviera Beach. I know you're in West Palm, part of Palm Beach. I know you're in Vero. How far does your company spread? You potentially, right now, Mickey, you could potentially be talking to 7.5 million people because of where the station is. So I hope your phone is blowing off the hook after we finish here. But tell us, where are your offices and what number can they get you at, or your company?
Our furthest northern office is right where you are, is in Port St. Lucie. And our further south office is Pompano, so that's kind of our range of area we cover. Mm-hmm. And if you just Google Niles O'Nolan, the local number will come up, or if you go to our website, it's just www.nilesolnolan.com. So it's probably the easiest way, just go to our website.
I'm going to tell you something here, Mickey, that you know I'm not just flattering you, but I appreciate you for so many different reasons. One, your generosity. Two, your belief in fathers and fatherhood. And by the way, you're a doting granddad. You are on social media. I'm not sure how you get so savvy, but you're on social media with your grandchild and your grandchildren. Which one do you find easiest or more fun, dad or granddad? I think I know the answer, but you tell us.
Absolutely, granddad. It's like being a kid again. I learned that sense of wonder. I have the same mentality as my four-year-old. We get along great. In fact, I'm writing a book just for him, Lessons Learned, that I can pass along to his generation.
Man, listen, I appreciate you. I want to let you know something that impressed me about you. I remember sitting in your office, and I challenged you on something. Your workforce is predominantly men. You do have some hardworking women, but they're predominantly men, right?
We've got quite a few women. We were probably the first to hire women service technicians, but the majority are men.
All right. Crew. And I remember seeing one of your crew members dropping off his daughter outside one of the elementary schools that the father-child connection worked in. And before he left your company vehicle, he would do a ritual with his daughter, the finger thing, the hand thing, then they hugged, then they kissed, and that young man would proudly do that before his daughter walked out. So I challenged you on something. I said, what if you were to allow your staff to give some of their time out of their work week to attend their children's SAC meeting or PTA, and you pay for the hour? And you said yes. I was bowled over, but you said yes. But let me tell you why I'm excited about that. I'm using that model as I go around to spread the gospel of fatherhood to other businesses. I'm using you and your model, because I believe if every local business adopts that principle, where fatherhood is not just something to be celebrated the third Sunday in June with a big hullabaloo and the fireworks and the sale and what have you, and then silence until next June. If every church, every business, every local authority adopts fatherhood as part and parcel of what they do, Charles, I can see how that could revolutionize fatherhood. So imagine for a moment a dad who has to go to a SAC meeting. And by the way, the schools, I'm not sure why they keep them that time of the day. That's another thing that we're advocating for, or should I say dadvocate for.
All right.
Yeah? We speak to these schools. We say, hey, if you want dads to be present, can you adjust the time? Can you even do it on weekends? And I know, teachers, I know, don't shoot me. I know it is hard to do things after school, but in order to meet dads where they're at. But back to you, Mickey, when you agree that, yeah, you would allow your dads 1 hour to be at meetings for their children and to include that in the 40 hours, man. That to me, brother, you softened my heart even closer than I ever felt towards you, because I believe this is where businesses don't just talk the talk. They would be walking the walk when they say, we support dads and we support fatherhood. So again, man, thank you for who you are.
We encourage all our employees to give a minimum of 12 hours back to the community, whether it be beach cleanup, Wounded Warrior projects, or Boys and Girls Clubs. We do a whole bunch of things to give back to the community.
Amen. Amen. You know, I was born and raised there in Martin County, and I remember seeing all the ads back in the 70s for Nozzle Nolan, and it's now I know the reason they've been around for so long.
Yes.
You know, when your leader is such a person as he is, then you attract employees who are the same type of people, and that carries over, and it just makes everything that much better around you. So,
and speaking of employees, the longest person you have working for you is how about how many years?
Yeah, we have one guy that's been with us, I'd say at least 45 years. He started about the same time I did.
Wow, man.
There you go.
I suppose he knows people, a bit bugs by now. He should be in the bug story of the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got a lot of stories.
Most companies should adopt that. When you treat your employees well, then you have loyalty, you have longevity.
You have a mantra there. What was your mantra when it comes down to employees and customer service,
Nick? Yeah. My mantra is basically, you know, happy employees give better customer service. So
Amen.
We really work on the culture, then we're going to give great customer service.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Man, I really appreciate you. And again, thank you for your support. Could you go ahead and give your website again, please, and your phone number for your agents?
It's www.nozzlenolan.com. And I think we do have a 800 number, 1-800-222-NOLAN. Mm-hmm. Or our main number is 561-844-3544.
Hey,
amen.
A businessman who knows his number. I was waiting for you to say, oh, let me check. But listen, you don't call yourself, but you know your number.
He's a unicorn too. Huh?
So you are a dad and a granddad. You have an amazing daughter, an amazing son, right? A daughter and a son?
Yep.
And your grandchildren, how many?
I've got two boys, a four-year-old and a one-year-old, Archer and Axel.
And I know you love them, man. I know you do.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Based on your observation, be it in your family or with your employees, can you think of a time when you saw, of course, you is a testimony, you're a testimony, but can you think of an instant when you saw how the presence of a dad turned things around for a child, a young person?
Yeah, you know, I raised a daughter and a son, and I had a lot of influence on my daughter, and she actually wasn't going to come into pest control business. She had no interest growing up, but I think because we had this closeness, she eventually one day said, I want to work for you, and now she's working her way up to take over the company.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Talk about a legacy there.
Yes.
So this is really a tradition because your granddad, then your dad, then you, and now possibly your daughter.
Yep. I've got a CEO running the company, and he's going to leave in 2.5 years, and that's when she'll take over.
Wow.
Talk about a succession
that's awesome.
Plan here.
That's awesome.
Listen, we want to appeal to our listening audience. Mr. Mickey Nolan, owner of the Nozzle Nolan Pest Control company in Riviera Beach, but has offices in Port St. Lucie and as far as
Pompano.
Yes. He supports this program, and he and I agreed that he can't give indefinitely, so he got us going. It's almost like when you get a bicycle and you get the training wheels and they push you off until you're able to take off.
Are we ready to take the training wheels off yet?
That's why we're appealing to our listening audience. And I say this not jokingly, but if we did not continue beyond October, I know without a doubt, man, that in addition to those stories that we have heard from guests and the phone numbers and calls and texts that we got, is the fact that we are going to have three schools that we hope will be the launching pad of something that is life-changing. Fathers reading to and with their kids. We talked about it yesterday, your love for reading, Charles, and how that makes a difference.
Yes, yes. I don't know where I would be without the love for reading, because once I started, and my mother used to tease me, because most kids back in the 60s and 70s wanted to go outside and play. I was in my room reading, and that's just who I was.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Don't you want to go outside?" And I'm like, "No, ma'am." And she like, "Okay."
Yeah. You know. Hey, Mickey, when your first book is out, notice I say your first book is out, just make sure we get a copy here, because I want to make sure that Charles reads it.
Oh, yeah.
May also make an appeal to a listening audience. The Dad Up Radio Show and the parent organization, the nonprofit organization, the Founder-Child Connection, we operate on the contribution of our listeners. And in this case, we're asking you for three major things. One, we ask for your prayers. We believe with all our hearts that God has given us this platform for however long to make a difference as we speak positively into the hearts and minds of our fathers and father figures. That's number one. Number two, we ask for your hours. We're asking you for volunteering your hours of 1 hour, 1 hour minimum per week, to read to and or with a child. And thirdly, we need your tax-deductible donation in order to keep this program on the air. And we look forward to the results of what has happened so far blossoming and becoming even greater. Before we go on, Mickey, we have something around here that we call DGJ. Dad's Got Jokes. Dad's Got Jokes.
And granddads are part of that also.
I hope Bob is listening, man. I want to hear, you probably have a lot of bug jokes or something like that, man. But whichever one it is, I'd like to get a joke from you. So if you don't hear any laughter, it's two thumbs down. So, hey, you go first, man. You go first.
You want me to go?
Oh, yeah. You're our guest. Okay. What do you say? Go first.
Did you know that a slice of apple pie costs $2 in Jamaica? I think that's where you're from.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Hey, that's not a joke. No, it costs more than that, but no.
Back in the day, it cost $2. But anyway, in Bahamas, a slice of apple pie costs $3. That's the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, now. Okay. All right.
Oh,
that's a good one. It's better than a bug joke. Charles, let me hear you.
Well, you know, every now and then I have random thoughts. But, you know, nowadays I've noticed that every time I open my wallet, it's like an onion. Every time I open it, I start to cry.
All right, that's a good one. I was going to ask, let me look in it, but I don't want to cry on ears. But when I was in high school, I challenged one of my friends to let us start a rock band.
Okay.
And guess what their answer was? Are you kidding me? I don't know anything about geology.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, a rock band, and he thought I was talking about rocks. He doesn't know anything.
We'll wait for my friend Tony in Texas to give his opinion.
Oh, I see. All right. So, Mickey, because of technology, man, we have listeners all over in Delaware, in Texas, and they give us
New Jersey.
And New Jersey, yep. So, again, before you go, I thank you for your support. Thank you for what you do in the community. Thank you for what you do in your family, obviously. And thank you for what you do for the Father-Child Connection. We want to use your generosity as well as your model of supporting fatherhood through encouraging your staff to volunteer to bring to other businesses We advocate. We go to agencies and we ask. I haven't been into any of your restrooms yet, but what I would do is, like secret shoppers, I would go into a restroom of a business and see if in the men's department there's any changing area for kids. You know, if I need to change a kid's diaper or anything like that. Most businesses have one of those. Is it cold?
Yeah, changing tables.
Yes,
yeah.
In the ladies' room,
yeah.
But not the men. So yeah. Do you want to tell us on air, Mickey, that all your restrooms have one, or should I wait until I check it out?
Are you telling me?
Oh, yeah, I was challenging you on the air, but you didn't hear it, so I won't repeat. I'll just come back.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of walking, so we don't have that in our
restaurant. Listen, you have been doing, I would say, your fair share of promoting fatherhood in the community, sir. And again, thank you. Before you go, yes.
Yeah, and you know, as we were talking, I was thinking, this has also been a perfect example of empowering sons to be tomorrow's good dads and good father figures, because it started with his grandfather and his father. Now it's with him, and now it's going to be passed down to his children.
Yes. As you know, Mickey, we have a twofold mission here, the Father-Child Connection. We seek to empower fathers and father figures to establish from the very moment the wife or the girlfriend says, we're going to have a child, to reestablishing if there was a break between that and their knowledge of it or their willingness to participate, to reestablish or to maintain that connection like you have from day one with your children, to maintain it all the way through. Because even when you're doing well, we can always do better. And then we have a second part of the mission. It's to prepare our today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures, which is why working in the schools is so very important. Because as my role model that I admire, one of the heroes, Frederick Douglass, said, it is better to prepare boys than to repair broken men.
Yes.
And so borrowing from that, I thought, okay, in addition to working with fathers and father figures on one end of the spectrum, we simultaneously work from the other end of preparing today's sons to be tomorrow's dads.
Amen.
Mickey, we are at the close of this half an hour. It goes by so quickly. Listen, brother, I thank you. I appreciate you. And again, I pray your business continues to grow even better as you help our environment and help our homes to be healthier. And again, thank you.
I'm very grateful for you, for all you do for the community, getting the fathers involved with their kids. So thank you.
My brother, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
Yes, sir. Charles, what an amazing story.
Yes.
Of partnership. That's what I hope to spend the next few days days of this month doing, reaching out to our listening audience, reaching out to businesses to step up, or should I say dad up.
Yes.
And take the baton from where Nazanolan has left or will leave. We have had a number of individuals who have contributed and local businesses, and we are looking forward to having even more. We are in the studio this morning, and happy Thursday. If it is Thursday, it is Emotional Wellness.
All right.
For those of you who are listening for the very first time, welcome.
That just jumped right
in
there.
We are a father-focused, father-friendly program. It's
so
called Dad Up. And every day from 8:30 until 9 and 8:30 until 9 p.m., we are here to encourage our fathers and father figures to be better spies.
Yes.
SPIES stands for spiritual wellness, physical wellness,
world of technology,
intellectual mental health wellness, emotion.
There it is. Well, we can sign off by saying,
Dad up.
All right.
I'm not sure what happened to this technology. Listen.
Thanks for joining us today on the DatUp Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars,